Mayor Caroon wants to launch a campaign through social media and mail-in informational pamphlets, making a case for the bond, which would cost the average household $14 per year. But getting the word out and getting the bond on the 2011 ballot requires money and the approval of the county council.
I'm not asking them to support the bond. I'm asking them to let the citizens decide whether they want these amenities or not. We've done a poll and it looks like the citizens are supportive. And so we just want to have a final tally from the citizens so we can get some of these parks done in a time when we have really low construction costs and really low interest rates.
The money would go toward building new parks, improvements along the Jordan River and Parley's Trail, and capital improvements on existing parks, like new restrooms and playgrounds. Caroon says it would also create 300-plus jobs over the next 6 years.
We have huge demand on our parks and our recreation facilities. There's never enough parks on Saturdays for baseball or soccer, or now lacrosse. We're seeing new sports that are coming forth, and we're just trying to keep up with the demand and the needs as the population grows. And it's good for our health, too. We want to keep a healthy community.
Aaron Litvak, Community Services Department Director for Salt Lake County, says parks are important amenities that, when break down enough, the community can't use safely.
So the tennis courts, if they have too many cracks or too many different things like that, they make it difficult to actually play tennis on. And the playgrounds, we don't want children in positions where there's a safety hazard, so we want to upgrade those facilities as they get loved to death, like I like to say, by the children of our communities.
But Republican County Councilman Steve DeBry told the body, "We don't borrow money just because it's cheap." He added voter turnout will be questionable.
Generally speaking, when a bond goes on the ballot, it gets passed and there are several elderly people. The turnout's low on an off election year. It would be better to maybe even have interest rates go down, put it off till the economy swings back up and people really understand or educated about the bond, and then they can make a more educated decision.
DeBry says it's clear that county residents are more concerned about issues like water quality. He says it's just too much debt for taxpayers to shoulder.
I mean, the people need to know this isn't just a bond. We have several bonds that are outstanding, and when those bonds sunset or they're paid off, their taxes could go down. But if we're continually bonding, we're just continually keeping the tax rate where it's at.
The Salt Lake County Council is expected to take a vote on the measure next Tuesday. If put on the ballot, it would go before voters this fall. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.